Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. And for these days, I am talking about the spiritual world. Because you need to be more aware of it, how that spiritual world are directly influencing to our life. Spiritual world is invisible. However, a human world and the spiritual world is just next to each other. If you open eyes of another kind of eyes, the spiritual world is in front of you. One of the particular differences between human world and the spiritual world is that if spiritual world, there are strong barriers that the different level of the world cannot pass over. For example, hell beings or fasting hell people cannot go to Pure Land or heaven. Even heavenly people, heavenly devas cannot go to Pure Land. There is a barrier in case if they wish to go to Pure Land, they have to be reborn. They have to be born as a human being and practice, and they need to awaken enlightenment to reverse to Pure Land. Anyway, what I want to say here is that there are barriers in between the each different levels of the spiritual world. But only the human being world, there's no barrier. That's why the unsaved spirit, for example, the fasting hell, can come to human world who seems and want to connect to the human being who has the karmic relation and who seems like this person can rescue in the future or even now or future. Also, there are guardian devas or bodhisattva buddhas for the human being, especially for the person who seems like who possibility to pray for the rescue of those unsaved spirits now or future. Unsaved spirit comes to the human who seems like to pray for the spirit to be rescued is because only the human being pray for the rescue of the spirit as a reaction be taken by the Buddha's bodhisattvas to rescue them. Why there's no barrier for the human world? Why human world has no barrier as other world? It is because the role of the human world or human being or you is to connect other spiritual worlds, to let a lower level spiritual world to receive the light of the higher spiritual world. To connect them is the role of the human world. And when you will be born as a human being, before you're born, you are sent to this human world by telling how are you going to develop your spirituality in the human world. Because the human world is the best place for the practice. As it's written in the sutra, that one day practice in the human world is quality is 1,000 years of the practice in Pure Land. Because it is not easy to practice in the human world. Human world is always receive the influence of the spiritual world, not only positive but also negative, and there's always fear in the human world. Those are the give us the difficulties to concentrate to practice. Fear of the survive, fear from the, well, many things. When people start to live based on fear, their mainly interest will be how to survive. And as addition, human world takes time to manifest your image. In the spiritual world, whatever you think, at the same time, it will manifest as a phenomenon. But human world isn't like that. Therefore, it is difficult for us to realize the quality of the heart. However, all the phenomenon what's happening in front of you are the creation of your the conscious according to only conscious study in Buddhism, also according to the new physics of the quantum theory. It is funny that we create ourselves the phenomenon in front of us, but we think that this is a world and we are trapped by what we created by ourselves. The purpose of the practice is to awaken to that true reality of the world and to regain the freedom. Regain the freedom of your power and let the light shine to the spiritual world. By your prayers and practice is what you have been told when you sent out to the human world. Remember that what you have told when you are sent to human world. And awaken to your potential of your true freedom, to awaken to the true world and mission of your life. Mission why you were born here in this world as a human being. And you have this potential, you have this ability. Thank you.